Chapter 1. Rebecca flipped through the pages of the magazine on her bed. She was looking for pictures of one person in particular. Danny Dakota. Danny Dakota was a big star. At least to Rebecca, he was. He played a detective on the hit television show Justice for Kids, and she thought he was the best actor in the world. Danny was just a year older than she was, and she was amazed that he could be on television. Not only was he on television, but he was going to star in a movie about his television show. She couldn't wait for the movie to be out so that she could see it in the theater. When her phone began ringing, Rebecca didn't want to answer it. She wanted to read an article about Danny's movie. She finally answered it on the fifth ring. "Hello?" she said.
"Hi, Rebecca. It's RJ," her cousin RJ said into the phone.
"What's going on, RJ?"
Rebecca asked with a smile. She always loved to hear from her older cousin. He had taught her everything she knew about being a detective. While Rebecca lived in a small town, he lived in the big city, and they had a great time talking about mysteries.
"Well, I heard this rumor," RJ said.
Rebecca could hear the excitement in his voice.
"Rumor? About what?"
she asked as she sat up and pressed the phone closer to her ear.
"About Danny Dakota and his new movie," RJ replied. "I know how much you like the show and Danny, so I thought I should tell you what I heard."
"What? What did you hear?"
Rebecca asked eagerly. She was holding the phone so tightly that her fingers were going numb.
"Hensley said he saw some cameramen outside of the apartment building today while I was in school. The cameramen were looking for a good place to film one of the scenes for the movie. So Hensley suggested they use the lobby,"
RJ said excitedly.
"The lobby of your apartment building?"
Rebecca asked with a gasp. RJ's parents were the managers of the apartment building they lived in.
"Yes," RJ laughed. "I think they're going to be shooting here this weekend. Do you think your parents would let you come visit?"
"I'll ask right now,"
Rebecca squealed and hung up the phone. She ran out into the living room where her parents were watching a television show.
"Can I go to RJ's this weekend?"
she asked hopefully.
"Sure, if you like,"
her mother nodded.
"As long as all of your homework is done,"
she added.
"It will be,"
Rebecca promised. She was so excited that she called RJ back right away to let him know that she would be there. She knew that she might not get to see Danny Dakota. He might not even be in the scene. But it would still be amazing to see part of the movie being filmed.